Hi there, and welcome to another episode of Tech Empowered, a podcast where we share real stories of people whose lives have been transformed by technology across Africa and beyond. This podcast is brought to you by Tech for Dev. Tech for Dev is a non-profit organization creating opportunities for economic prosperity through digital skills empowerment and advocacy. I am your host, Yemisi, and today we are shining a light on the creative minds behind the apps, the platforms, and the experiences we use every day, the designers. Design isn't just about colors or screen, it's about understanding people, solving problems, and creating products that make life better. And our guest today does exactly that. Judith Ifoma is a talented product designer with a background in software development. She's passionate about designing accessible, user-centered digital experiences, especially within the fintech space. But her impact doesn't end there. Judith is also a mentor at Tech for Dev to aspiring designers, a sought-after speaker at tech events, and a creative content creator who uses TikTok and YouTube to demystify design and inspire the next generation of tech professionals. So if you've ever wondered what it looks like to blend technical skills with creativity and then also pay it forward, you're going to find out how Judith does all of this and more. So sit back, enjoy. Let's get into this inspiring conversation. Hi, Judith. It's great to have you here with us.
Hi, I'm happy to be here.
Awesome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. Okay, so let's get right into the conversation for today. But first, let's get to know you a bit better. What's your background like before getting into tech? Who is Judith and what makes you tick?
All right, thank you very much. I'm happy to be here. My name is Judith Ifoma Mokike. I'm a product designer currently based here in Lagos, Nigeria. And before tech, I was a computer science student at the University of Nigeria, Nsukka. So yeah, that's just me in a nutshell.
Interesting. So you were a software developer before transitioning into product design. What was that journey like, going from code to design?
All right. Yes, I was a front-end developer before going into design. So before product design, right?
Yes.
Yeah, before product design, I was a front-end developer. For me, I think if I'm to say, I would say the reason why I transitioned into product design is my passion for solving problems via design. So that was actually one of the reasons. Passion and many other reasons, but passion is my number one reason why I transitioned from front-end development to product design.
Okay, so is this like something you've always had, like this passion for design? Is that something that you've always had, or did you discover it along the way, maybe when you were in school, or how did that come about?
All right, so I think I've been passionate about everything, like seeing beautiful stuff on the screen. Let me start from there. And that was actually why I started my journey in tech as a front end before now being a product designer. Mm. So why those days in school, I've actually like tested a whole lot. I'll call it like being MTN. I'm everywhere those days where I did a whole lot. I did even design then before moving to front end, then finally. So it's something I would say like it has been there since. Been there for like a long time now.
Interesting. So then you're just now acting on it. That's cool. Yes. Okay, so what made you decide to give back, right, through mentorship? What does mentorship mean to you personally, and you know, what inspired you to start mentoring with Tech for Dev?
To me, I would say it's my experience that inspired me. I said so because those days in school, we don't really have like NGOs like we do have today, like NGOs that guide people or help people like in their career journey. So those days, everything was just kind of self-taught. then sometimes you go online to browse about things, and you know, online you still see like a whole lot of questions or a whole lot of like insight on how people would kind of solve a particular problem. So there was no like specific person or individual who would help, or like a go to somebody that you go to and be like, oh, this is the problem I'm facing, how do I solve this? And the person will guide you. So I would say my experience. So now that I've seen that a whole lot of people want to go into tech, I feel like giving back, since I've navigated that whole level and all that, and I know it's actually not something funny or easy. So it's now time for me to now guide people, young girls, especially ladies, who are still like maybe trying to get into tech or trying to build their career in tech. So yes.
Interesting. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, so you've mentored many aspiring designers. What has been the most rewarding part of mentoring tech talents, especially through TechCodev?
Okay, let me use TechCodev as an example. I think for me, it's seeing them grow, standing on their own. That's the most rewarding thing. It's not about maybe money or something of that nature, but seeing these young ladies like stand on their own, even being a mentor to someone else, like that gives me joy. Seeing them grow, their growth is the most rewarding thing for me. Seeing them grow, standing on their own, is the most rewarding thing for me.
Oh, fantastic. So in your experience, what do you think are the most important skills or maybe mindsets, right, that not only designers but tech talents need to have, you know, to succeed on a global scale, especially as Africans?
Okay. To me, I would say growth mindset. Having your technical skills is number one, because I mean, as long as you're in tech, that those skills are very, very important. The technical aspect of the whole thing you do, whether you're a front-end designer, back-end, anything you do in tech, those skills are very, very important. Then growth mindset. Not the individual not limiting him or herself within his or her community or locality. Take Lagos as an example. If you are in Lagos, you shouldn't just limit yourself to Lagos community. You shouldn't just limit whatever you do to just Lagos. Can be West Africa, not even just West Africa. It can be like globally, because these days when for you to thrive, you just need to put yourself on the global map, not just within your environment. So that growth mindset is number one for me, if I'm to say growth mindset. And that is it. I think that would help you to, you know, thrive anywhere in the world.
Thank you for sharing that, Judith. I mean, technical skills are important because that's like the foundation, right?
Yeah.
Ensuring that you also have a growth mindset, like a mindset that, because tech is always evolving, right? So being open to learning and then growing, being adaptable also like goes a long way to helping you succeed, right? So that's very important. Thank you so much for sharing that.
Sometimes you also think you are good at something, and before you wake up the next day, something new is out. And if you don't upskill, like to meet up with whatever innovation that is out, that means they've left you behind already. So, growth.
Yeah, that's very true. That's true. Yeah, thank you for sharing that. Okay, so how do you see mentorship impacting your mentees? So you can highlight maybe any particular mentee that stood out to you so far on your mentorship journey.
So for me, it's still growth. I'll still mention growth again. So it's just like planting something and seeing it grow. So seeing my mentees like grow, you know, seeing them grow, not just where we met each other at the initial stage, but seeing them beyond where we met or something of that nature, like growth is still the like the word for me, growth, seeing them grow globally this time around, like I said earlier, not just within your community, not just within where you are coming from, but now on the global map, seeing yourself out there. So yes, to me, that's an impact on my mentee.
Interesting. I mean, growth signals progress, right? It shows that, you know, there's progress in some way, which is really good. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, so can you share a fun fact about yourself? You know, what currently excites you the most? Maybe not just in, maybe your work can be in tech or outside tech, right? Share a fun fact about yourself.
A fun fact about me, I would say outside tech, let me not say inside tech. Outside tech is that for me, I like to travel.
Oh, interesting. How many countries have you been to? How many states in Nigeria
I know you're going to ask that question, like how many countries and all that. Well, the funny part is that I've actually not been to, I think I've only been to one country. Yes, only one.
Okay. But have you traveled within Nigeria?
Yes, within Nigeria, like I've traveled to some states, you know, to visit friends and all that. So traveling. And another thing about me is that before going into the whole content creation stuff is that I used to be shy. I used to be a shy person. I don't like facing camera. That's the honest truth. I don't like, especially like facing camera, then post it online or publicly. So I don't like facing camera. But ever since I made it up in my mind to start, you know, sharing content, I still enjoying it. So it's another thing, like I enjoy it now.
So it sort of like brought you out of your shell, like brought you out of your comfort zone.
Exactly. So yes, content creation actually like brought me out of my shell. I'm no longer a shy person. Let me put it that way, where I used to be before.
That's cool. Thank you for sharing that. Okay, so what do you have for maybe so a young lady who is considering, probably who is just starting out in their career, and then maybe they are considering mentorship? What would you say, or advice would you give them?
Okay, the advice I actually give young ones is that just know you're on the right track. And another thing in the whole journey is that sometimes you might ask yourself some questions if you're actually on the right track. I've asked myself that question those days, like, are you sure you are doing the right thing? Are you sure you are on the right track? Yes, you are on the right track. And some days you feel like, I don't think I'm meant to be here. And that is where imposter syndrome comes in, doubting yourself, thinking you cannot do it. So please always like tell yourself that you can do it no matter what. If myself, Judith, can do it, you can. So, and also associate with yourself, with people who would always like help you out. I think for me, that's very, very important. Like associating with people who are always there for you, who would always like cheer you up and be, and also remind you that yes, you're on the right track. Because sometimes within you, you will tell yourself that I'm on the right track, but because of the people surrounding you, you might actually feel like, I think I'm not on the right track. Let me just look for something else, or let me just look for something else to do. But once you associate with yourself with those right people, it will actually go a long way in your journey. So don't give up. That's just it.
Don't give up. Right. That's an important lesson and an advice that everybody needs. Thank you so much for sharing your story and journey with us today, Judith. We are so glad that you could make the time to be here with us. We've come to the end of this episode, and we're so grateful for Judith and her contribution to the Tech for Dev Mentorship Program. And some key takeaways from today's episode is the importance of having a growth mindset and how that just, you know, helps you stay adaptable. You know, it helps you stay hungry, right? And you're always looking for an opportunity to be better and do better. And also, don't give up. Find a community and associate yourself with people who are on the same track or who are where you want to be. Thank you so much for tuning into today's episode. To everyone listening, don't underestimate the power of your own story, voice, and your willingness to keep learning. If you enjoyed this episode,